Well, they're going to bring it back, spotted at the 40, so second and four, Liberty and four down territory.
I just like that matchup when they came out of that.
Well, Liberty has the athletes. We don't know as much about Lamar as, you know, you just go on tradition and history, and they're loaded. That's all you can go by. But Liberty has a lot of athletes out there as well. In motion, Roberts from the left to the right. Low snap. They're going to feed it to Rutledge, and Rutledge on the low exchange, he gets back to the original line of scrimmage. So third and four. Again, Liberty, you're in four down territory. What do you got to lose? You got to give me, you know. But again, you know, snaps and timing and line up where you're at is all so key and important in games like this. No mistakes. You can't have them. Double wing, two receivers, motion Roberts, fakes the handoff, looking downfield, going to take a shot for Rutledge, overshoots him. Good coverage. He had actually triple coverage on Rutledge coming out of the backfield, you know, almost
they had a lot of misdirection going. You know, they faked to Roberts, which was the motion man, and then they faked the little bubble screen down here to Morris and tried to beat Lamar with the little fly route there, the little wheel coming out of the backfield with Rutledge and just overthrew him.
Boy, yeah. So fourth and four for the Liberty Eagles. Same formation, double wing, two receivers, back to pass, Graham Toon looking down, finds his target, and it's a first down, Roberts, and then he fights through a couple tackles and gives the Liberty Eagles five extra yards as he takes it down to the 30, first and 10.
That was a good route. Roberts run a little hook right there and just sit down at the first down marker.
And that's kind of, you know, the keys to this game today is, you know, you've got all these athletes. Use them all.
Yeah.
Lamar's going to try and take away the Parker Toons. They're going to try and take away the Brody, you know, the Broden Rutledges. They're going to try and take them away, but you've got to do something different. The draw, trying to get outside. Rutledge breaks one tackle, and he will fight for a couple. And it's not that you're going to ignore them completely. You're going to have to let them have their touches to keep them honest. But you've got all these other weapons out there.
Yeah,
you know, Melby and Roberts and Morris that's going to be available to step up and have big things happen today.
Yeah, you almost have to use, you know, Parker Toon as a decoy in certain sets that, you know, it's going to allow the Morrises, the Melbys, the Robertses to set down on some routes and make some catches.
Second and eight inside the Lamar 30 for the Liberty Eagles. Trips to the right. And they're going to fetch the handoff. Now look into the middle of the field. Oh, he was wide open. Was Sawyer Morris. But the pass sailed. Went over the head. And it'll bring up third and eight. Again, Graham Toon, you know, freshman.
Settling in the biggest game right here.
That was a great play call right there. That was open just. I mean, the only thing you can say is the pass wasn't put where it needed to be. Third and eight. Trips to the right. Rodriguez to the left. Now it's going to be empty. Wide receiver screen caught by Parker. Parker's going to get the first down and then some. Spins, break through one tackle, and will be forced out of bounds at the 15. First and 10, Liberty.
So a 13-yard pickup there by Toon.
The ball will be spotted at the 16. Barhash, first and 10. 6:45 on the clock here in the first. Play clock down to 15. Rodriguez comes out wide to the left. The inside receiver will be Roberts. Trips to the right. Motion coming in, and it's a handoff to Rutledge. Rutledge up the middle, and he's going to fight for maybe 3, maybe 4 yards. Good run. 3 yards, second and 7.
Yeah, they're going to make him own own all of his yards.
But you,
today,
you got to feed him.
Oh, absolutely.
You got to pound it.
You got to get inside and pound it there.
Because what it stops, what it takes to stop him, eventually Liberty can look and they're going to see where the help's coming from, where he's getting the football. Then Liberty can attack that.
Yeah,
possibly. Deuces, back to pass, Graham Toon. Oh, again, he's just a Graham's.
Had a little happy feet on that one.
Yep. Pass was intended for Roberts.
Stood a little behind him. Roberts is able to get a hand on it.
Third and seven. Clock stops with 6 minutes. Eagles looking at third and a good 7 yards. Eagles will come with trips left. Back to pass. Graham Toon flushed out. Now looking to the corner. Throws it up. Incomplete. There's a flag, and that could be all defensive pass interference. And that will be an automatic first down.
I was going to say, and I wonder if it's not a face guard because he never looked back to try to find the ball.
See what now the officials will come together at about the 5 yard line.
On the offensive pass interference.
Offensive pass interference.
I wondered about that too.
Well, I wasn't even going to bring that up.
So that is the first penalty of the day. Now you're going to be 3rd and 17? No, farther than that. It's 15-yard penalty, isn't it? It's about 3rd and 23.
Yeah. Backs them way up.
3rd and 22.
You're out of field goal range. 3rd down. Need a big play right here. Liberty's going to go empty.
You don't have to pick it all up. Pick up half of it here.
Double pass. Oh, that's got to be pass interference right there. No call. So, 4th and 20. Pass was intended for Sawyer Morse. As the drive has stumbled. So that was a 15-yard penalty?
It was.
4th and long. Liberty needs to get it to, if they get it to the 6-yard line, they'll get a new set of downs. Back to pass. Here comes pressure. Look at, oh, he's got a man wide open. Throws it up! And incomplete. Really good coverage.
No flags.
No flags. Liberty turns it over on downs. Pass was intended for Parker Toon. So, Liberty had a drive rolling,
and again,
couldn't cash it.
Penalties. You know, it's kind of been the Achilles heel here the last 3 or 4 weeks. Granted, we scored enough points to overcome those issues, but in a game like this,
can't do it.
You're not going to have that point cushion.
Yeah. First and 10 for the Lamar Tigers. Quarterback draw up the middle. He's met right at the line of scrimmage, fighting for some yards. He might get a yard on the play. Now they're going to give him 2. 2nd and 8. See where they spot the football. I look like they're going to spot it at, yeah, they're going to spot it at the 20.
At 30.
Right there. Yeah, 30. I'm sorry. We got different. I'm used to.
I know
seeing
the
red.
The
yeah.
Red is normally the 20, but we've got
30s red too.
Yep. Got a red, white, and blue.
2nd and 8. Out of the shotgun. They're going to get it to the wing. Run off the right side, and good job. And there's a.
I think you're
flag
gonna,
holding.
Get a holding right here.
Shooting through. What a great play by Hayden Oziah.
Hayden Oziah was there, and I think that offensive lineman had a hold of him. is why he couldn't make that tackle.
And that will from that'll be a spot foul, 10 yards.
Personal foul, chop.
Oh my goodness! How do you get a chop block foul again on?
I don't understand it.
Somebody, please explain it to me. Anyway, we can go back. No, we can't.
So another 15-yard penalty.
I was like you. I thought there was holding on,
yeah,
on Hayden.
Yeah, he was in the backfield trying to make the play and couldn't.
All right. And there's another quarterback keeper right up the middle. And the short gain, making the tackle, Reed Toon. Second and eight, all at the Lamar 45. 4:20 to go in the first, no score. Out wide to the left is Torbeck. Double wing shotgun. And they'll hand it off to 22, and he has nowhere to go.
Reed threw that one up.
Moore was gobbled up, and that's going to be a loss on the play of a yard.
Yeah. 44 yard line.
The tackle was at the 40.
At the 41, 42,
but. They mark him down at the 44 for progress. Third and nine is what we're looking at. Double wing. Quarterback back to pass.
Yes, he's back. Good coverage. They were looking for the quick tight end dump, and he was actually picked up there in the second level. Liberty doing a great job on assignment football right now.
Fourth and 10 for Lamar. Line of scrimmage is the 43. Fake punt last time. And, I mean, they'll do it multiple times in one game. High snap, rolling out. There's the punt. And it's going to take a Liberty bounce and then just be neutralized. It'll be downed at the 26. First and 10, Liberty. No score, 2:43 to go in the first. Lamar and Liberty.
Coming into this game, you know, on paper, you know, the matchup, Lamar averaging about 30 points a game, where Liberty's averaging 40. But the big difference is the points allowed. Liberty's under 10 points allowed this season,
yeah,
where Lamar's give up about 22 a game. So on paper, but yeah. I will say, you know, the Big Eight conference that they play in, it's loaded with really, really good football.
Totally different, yeah. All right, here it is, first and 10. Eagles go 2x2, motion Roberts, and there's going to be a handoff to Rutledge. Rutledge tries to roll off the right side. He will pick up a couple. And it'll bring up second and short eight, I'm going to say seven, second seven, give him three on that carry. 2:22 to go in the first, no score. Ball is at the 29-yard line for the Liberty Eagles, have their own end. Two by two. Melby Parker on the right. Roberts comes in motion from the left to the right, takes the handoff, looking downfield for Morris, and good coverage by Reed for Lamar. He was step for step with Sawyer Morris.
I'm not sure Morris saw that ball come out until like the last minute, because I thought, you know, it was close enough that he could have made an adjustment there at the end, but I just don't think he saw it.
Yeah. And just, you know, going back, you folks watching the live stream, you can pause, you can go back. Look at how the, you know, this is something that Liberty may take advantage of. Right there, a quick slant. If they're gonna turn and run with you, man, a quick slant may be,
yeah,
something that, you know, break it off a little sooner.
third and seven for Liberty at their own 29. Fakes the reverse. Now flows out. Looks. Finds Roberts. Roberts! Oh, he cannot break the tackle, but that's Torbeck, 16 for Lamar, making the play. And that's going to bring up fourth and three. Got a score update. Mountain Grove-Seneca game. Seneca leads Mountain Grove 20-0. Here it's 0-0. 1:25 to go in the first. And the Eagles in a punting situation. We've not seen Liberty try a fake and with the football or with the punting duties, 15 Sawyer Morris. And he's going to boot one. Great punt. And that's going to sail over the head and will not be returned. It'll be down at the 24. Good job by Liberty special teams.
Yeah, it's good. Good to be able to flip the field like that.
No score as we've got 63 seconds to go here in the first.
You can just kind of feel it. You know, both teams just still kind of measuring each other right now. It's like it's something's getting, you know, something's getting ready to happen. But it's, you know, they're still, it's just back and forth right now.
Lamar, they go empty. Receiver out to the right. Double wing. Motion. Quarterback keeper looks to run it off the right side. Tripped up, brought down shy of the 30. He spotted at the 29.
Pick up about five.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, closer to six. But yeah. Second and short four, long five. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter, no score. Shotgun, Powell waits, has motion. Going to keep it again, and he's going to be brought down at the just that right at the line of scrimmage. He might fall forward for a yard. It'll bring up third. They're going to give him two.
Give him two.
Dang. So third and a long two, short three. That's going to be the end of the first. No score. Class 2 quarterfinal high school football on the Fox 96.9. Coming right back with the second.
Sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone. So it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls, or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
No score on the third game. 0-0.
All right, welcome back. Here we are, 0-0 at the end of one. Liberty Lamar, 0-0 in Thayer with Thayer Tipton. 20-0, Seneca leads Mountain Grove. It's third and short for Lamar. Now they're going to go split under center. Uh-oh, they found a seam. Run the veer. That's yep. A Thayer play right there. And picking up the first down, 22 more.
Pick up about seven there.
Yep, that's a Thayer play right there. So first and 10 for Lamar. As we've just gotten underway here in the second, it's football is at the Lamar 39. Lamar working to the southern end zone. Out of shotgun, there's motion. Quarterback keeper, and he is going to be gobbled up, nowhere to go. Smothers and Oziah make contact in the backfield.
No gain. Second and 10. Beautiful day. I mean, it looked cloudy, but temperature-wise, you couldn't ask for a better day for high school football. You know, these final teams, there's 8 Class 2 teams, 8 Class 1, so on and so forth. You know, I mean, this is where they want to be right here. Second and 10 for Lamar, and we've got a false start against Lamar, 5-yard penalty. That's their first penalty of the game.
So second 15 coming up.
To pick up the first down, Lamar, they need to get it to their, they need to get it across their 49. Line of scrimmage is backed up now to the, 29?
Yeah. 34.
Again, that red line throws me off. Second and 15. Two receivers now motion left to right. Powell takes the snap. He's just going to keep it himself.
Big, big. Yeah, Liberty.
Yeah, Liberty able to get through.
Paxton Hunter finishing that one right in the backfield.
Nothing there.
Liberty defense playing strong today.
Playing fast, playing strong. That's, you got to. I mean, you got to throw it. You get it. You can't hold anything back now.
No, this is it.
You know, there's no. You know, tomorrow's not guaranteed. And as far as a game goes, you know, this is it. You give it all you got, and at the end, when the time is done, you just hope you did enough.
Third and long, back to pass, looking into the middle of the field, finds the tight end, picks up the first down.
They'll be marked down at the 50. That was a really good play.
It was.
But Lamar's quarterback is really slow to get up. He got rocked by Oziah. Melby made the tackle.
But yeah, that tight end drug all the way across the field.
Yeah. And we don't have an 82. There's not an 82 in there. It's a big secret, you know.
I'll try it.
First and 10 for Lamar at the 50. Bunch formation. And Lamar,
timeout.
That's their second used timeout here in the first half. 9:07 to go, no score. Ball is at the 50-yard line, first and 10 for Lamar when we come back. It's quarterfinal, Class 2 high school football on 96.9 The Fox.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
All right, welcome back. 9:07 on the clock, and we got no score. First and 10 for Lamar. Ball is spotted at midfield. Lamar uses the timeout. Jared Brashore, who had a heck of a football game in a quarterfinal here at Liberty. Now the head coach. And here they're going to go into the wishbone. Going to hand it off to number 6. Big hole open. He's going to be forced down at the 25. And number 6, Williams. Second time I think he's touched the football, right?
Yes.
But he's, 6?
6'2", 6'3",
205, and fast. And the wishbone, they have some success in.
Yeah, you've seen the two big plays that they've had here running the ball, and their second quarter has come out of that wishbone set.
Yeah, and that's what they're going to fall into. Under center, out of the wishbone, tucked in tight. And again, this time they handed off to 22, and there's a big hit on Moore. Nice gain, though, on first down of 3 yards, second and seven. It's almost like when Lamar gets inside the 30, you know, that they fall into this wishbone,
yeah.
And they just...
just grind it.
Yeah. No score. 8:14 to go in the half. Lamar looking at second and six. Ball is spotted at the Liberty 21-yard line. And they'll stay in the wishbone. Fullback is Salas, number 11. He's the upback. And they hand it off to six again. Oh, he breaks the tackle in the backfield. Now he's moving Liberty defenders. Brought down at the 15. That's enough for a first down. With the chance, who is at 58? Smothers had a chance at him. But he, again, and there's players. You know, when you were running the football back, and you loved it probably when people tried to tackle you up here.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain running backs, especially when they get size, you can't, you're not going to bring them down up around the shoulders. You've got to stick your face mask right in their belly button and see if there's any lint in it. First and 10, Lamar. Wishbone under center. Another handoff to six. Hole opens up, and now he's brought down at the 5.
Got him marked at the 6, so they gave him 9 on that.
So second and 1. Here's where Lamar might take a chance and toss one. Out of the wishbone, number 82. Who we have no idea who is not in the program. Well, wait a minute. I think I did have it. Oh, it's G-I-R. Oh, number
Geyer.
6. Geyer. That's Geyer.
So number 6 runs.
Yep, Williams.
Picks up about 2 on that last play. So it's going to be first and goal inside the 5. Geyer.
Well, yeah, he gets a first down, first and goal.
From the 3.
Well, I would say Williams, and then Williams. And if you're not in, Williams. Wishbone under center.
False start.
Back him up 5. Liberty catches a break on the false start. Liberty defense can use a little help right there. Best drive so far, offensive series, for the Lamar Tigers. Backs the football up to the 8. They'll stay in the wishbone, under center. They feed it to number 6. And look at how he just is able to work through so much traffic, so many bodies, and he's brought down at about the 2-yard line. So second and goal now from the 2 for Lamar. No score. Liberty, offensively, they've had some success moving the football. This is Lamar's first series where their offense has shown any form of life.
Yeah, that veer right now, they're just tucking in behind those big linemen and getting a push.
The old-fashioned wishbone. Now they're going to go into more of a veer series here. 6 gets it. Boom! He's hit up high and driven backwards.
Eddie Rodriguez and
number
Paxton Hunter.
Paxton Hunter with a big hit up high. And that kept Williams out of the end zone. Third and 1. Third and goal from the 1. But Paxton Hunter made a big defensive play right there as he met Williams in the hole. Shoulder, chest to chest. 4:45 to go in the first half. No score, but Lamar is threatening. Third and goal from the 1. coming back out in the wishbone. Again, to six, they hand it to him. And no. Yep, touchdown.
Yeah, there's no official ever signaled.
Till the head of the referee finally did, but both sideline officials and the back judge did not give any sign, but it is, and I thought it was a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, it was clearly a touchdown,
but we're kind of waiting for them. So Williams punches it in, and the Tigers are on the board first. And yep. Now with the extra point,
Juarez.
Straight on kicker, and he punches it through. 7-0, Lamar. 4:33 to go when we come back in the first half. It's Eagle football on 96.9 The Fox.
Current Incorporated is your trusted source for electrical work in the area. Current Incorporated has the people and the equipment to handle any job, large or small, residential or commercial, new construction or electrical system upgrades. Current has you covered. It is just one of many services offered by Current Incorporated. So when you need electrical work done, you know what to do.
Real fast service right to your door. Call 257-0504.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613. To trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between the...
Alright, welcome back. Lamar going to kick it off. Caught at the 16 by Parker Toon. Looks to get outside and going to be forced out of bounds at the 34. First and 10, Liberty. Good job by Lamar with the coverage. The wedge, Liberty had the wedge, but could not peel it back inside to give Parker a lane. But still, good field position, first and 10, Liberty. Lamar leads now 7-0, 4:26 on the clock. Eagles need to answer back right here.
They do. Liberty needs to find something in their offensive arsenal that they can, well, just get some, have some success.
Don't go away from Jared.
No.
Because he may not be ripping it, but he's going to keep him honest. Back to pass, Graham looks, and nice
catch
by Parker Toon. And it's only going to net, 4 yards, but spectacular catch. Second and 6 now for Liberty. Ball is at the 39-yard line of the Eagles. So we sneak up on 4 minutes to go here in the first half. 7-0, Lamar with the lead. They scored just moments ago. Eagles will go 2-by-2. Melby comes into motion, right to left. Back to pass, 2. Now looking downfield, but he's looking for Parker. And again, throwing in double coverage. Parker was covered, Graham. You got to eat it. Look off, throw to someone else. That will get you in a lot of trouble, and that is what can put the Liberty Eagles in a bad place to be. I know he's the man, but you got to be able to identify that okay, he's doubled, they've got the coverage. Who's your secondary, Third. Bad snap. Graham quickly, and he throws it away, and he gets hit in the backfield. So now Liberty looking at third and long. No penalties. That was something I was thinking, intentional grounding.
Yeah, but I think on that bad snap, he
got out of the box.
So
fourth down now, Liberty going to have to punt. Lamar defense got to stop. They lead 7-0. Morris puts his foot to it. Goes off the side of his foot. Lamar's going to have really good field position. It'll be marked down at the 38. First and 10. So Liberty couldn't get anything going, but they, you know, again, I'm going to say it again. They need every series. Rutledge needs to touch the football.
You got to stay with the ground game.
Got to feed him. Because when you abandon it, it's, you know,
everybody can set on routes then.
Yeah. You got to keep them honest. First and 10 for Lamar. They get it to 6, and Williams is brought down at the 40, picks up a yard.
Gains the 40-yard line. Second and 8.
Well, they had it at 38, so he picks up 8. And coming off,
picks up 2.
Hayden Ozaya comes off. Comes to the bench. Going to be 10-2. Snap. Number 6 hits it again, and he's gobbled up in the backfield. Loss on the play. It'll bring up 3rd and 10. So they're going to say a loss of 1, not 2. So 3rd and 9. 2:33 to go in the half. 7-0, Lamar. Lamar will work out of the shotgun. Double wing. Back to pass. Bat it down! And that's Bouchon.
Second batted down, batted ball back there.
And that's going to bring up 4th and 9. But again, Lamar, they're not afraid to run it out of a punt formation. Ball is at the 39 of Lamar. Back to punt. And he's going to try and run it, and he's not going to get it. And Liberty now has it 1st and 10 at the Lamar 38.
That's twice Lamar's went for the fake.
They do it a lot.
And both times it's given Liberty really good field position. First time Liberty, the penalty kind of killed the drive. So hopefully this one we can kind of turn this into some points here.
Coach Bashore does not look very happy with that.
You know, and I think the
punter has, yeah.
He has a lot. If he sees it, he keeps it and tries to take it.
Boy, the Eagles really need to put some points on the board. They're going to go empty. Single wing. Oh, no! Bad play!
That was an incomplete pass.
Woo!
Boy, Liberty dodged a biggie there.
Oh, my goodness. That's
kind of an inside counter toss. But the white hat called it an incomplete pass, not a fumble.
Run the football, Liberty. Run it. Run it. Run it. Pound it. Feed Rutledge. He needs it. He needs 20 touches. Second and 10.
They were trying to get that one to Roberts on that inside counter.
Pistol formation. Motion by Parker Toon. Fakes the handoff. Here comes pressure from the backside, and they'll toss it to Parker. Parker's got room to run. Gets to the outside. He's going to take it to the house, but a penalty flag is down. Touchdown, Liberty.
And
a personal foul at the end of the play, but penalty markers down.
You're going to have a hold back here at the line of scrimmage, but then you're going to have a personal foul on Lamar. It's in the end zone.
So Liberty set up a kind of a mid-field screen And it worked, but again, a couple of flags. Holding could be the first flag on the far side. And then we know what the second flag is. That's going to be unsportsmanlike.
Yeah, it's going to be a personal foul against Lamar in the end zone.
So they'll mark off the 10-yard penalty, and then they'll mark off the 15, which is an automatic first down. I believe. Because where it's at, you know, it'll be like the redo the down, it'll be second and 20. You get 15, could be second and 5. See what they do as they are midfield having the conversation right now, sorting it all out. I didn't see the hold. Of course, I'm following the football. I didn't.
Well, and that's the whole deal. When you get into those kind of plays, it could have been an illegal block too, but it was kind of a busted play that, I mean, it was a designed screen,
yeah,
and like an inside receiver screen. And when you get that many people going downfield with you, you're set up for those kind of. So it's a hold on Liberty, and a personal foul, horse collar against Lamar.
So they'll mark off 10,
and a personal foul face mask,
and then they'll turn around and mark off 15. So it'll still be Liberty football, and it will be second down.
Yeah, because of that, the holding is a spot foul, so it goes from the spot, not from the original line of scrimmage.
So it's second and 4 now for the Liberty Eagles. The football is at the Lamar 31. 1:41 to go in the first half. 7-0 Lamar. Eagles will punch formation, trips to the right. Belby comes in motion from right to left. Spins back to the right, rolling out to the right. And they'll throw it to Melby. Melby makes the move and is brought down at the 29.
Now they got him
at the 30. 30.
No, they got
progress.
Him at 29.
Yeah, 29
here on this side. Pick up about 2.
So third and a yard and a half. Liberty needs to get it across the Lamar, 20. They need to get it across the 28.
Yeah, they can get it across the 28.
Trips left. Melby alone to the right. Parker Toon, motion. And they're going to feed it to Rutledge up the middle. He'll have the first down. Feeding. First and 10, Liberty. 51 seconds to go. Clock starts up, 7-0.
Liberty's going to get the ball back in the second half, so we need a score here and then get the ball back.
Yep. Quick tempo now. You got to have 3 or 4 plays already called in, ready to go. Parker goes into motion. Back to pass. Graham looking into the end zone. Ball is up. It's caught. It's down. Melby. Touchdown, Liberty!
There is a flag, but I think it's going to be an pass interference defense.
It's a touchdown. He had both feet in the end zone with the catch, and the Eagles could go on the scoreboard, and Parker says, yes, it is a touchdown, and there it be. The final word, defensive pass interference, touchdown, Liberty!
Jasper Melby, big catch, had single coverage going right down the side. Good ball thrown there by Graham Toon.
30 seconds to go in the half. It's a 1-point ball game, 7-6. Eagles will go for 2 and the lead. That's one thing with Lamar. Lamar has a field goal kicker. He's provided, you're inside the 20. Eagles will spread it out. 2 by 2. Graham back to pass. Look.
Overshot him.
Roberts, he was open. And it's a 1-point ball game. Lamar 7. Liberty 6. We're back in 60 seconds. It's Eagle football on the Fox 96.9.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Nothing behind.
All right, welcome back. 30 seconds to go in the half. 7-6 now is your score. Lamar by one. Liberty to kick it off. Jaron Rutledge will boot it for the Eagles. Cloudy Saturday, final weekend of deer season. Rutledge puts it up into the air, and it's going to be caught at the 16 and returned. And brought down shy of the 40 to about the 43, 44-yard line.
22 seconds left here in this half. And the Liberty coaches are telling that Liberty secondary, nothing over the top, nothing over the top.
Yeah. Ball is at the 37-yard line of Lamar. Double wing.
They're just going to kneel.
They're going to take a knee and go to the locker room with a one-point lead. 7-6, one half of very good Class 2 quarterfinal football is what we've had. Eagles, they've been able to move the football. Didn't score until neither team scored until the second quarter. Lamar was the first to score. But Liberty was able to come back and answer. They could not convert on the two-point conversion. That's why they trail by one, 7-6. But a good first half of high school football. We'll take a short break. We'll come back and go through first half stats. It's Eagle football on 96.9 The Fox.
96.9 The Fox.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
A strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
All right, welcome back, and we've got a 7-6 ball game. Lamar with the lead. The only really stat I've got, two blocked knockdown passes by Matt Bouchon, which was huge.
Yeah,
both times, big plays.
Both of them third down, third and longs,
and a big play by Paxton Hunter on defense at the goal line. Lamar ended up scoring, but Lamar what happened, Lamar had it first and goal from the three, and on that first and goal play, Paxton Hunter made a big hit on Williams. He's their man running the football. Made a collision, kept him out of the end zone. The very next play, false start, which kind of gave the Liberty Eagle defense a little bit of breathing room, and eventually, you know, Lamar did punch it in on third and goal from the one.
Yep.
But, that was two big defensive plays right there. I thought that also Retune making some big plays. Melby made the touchdown reception, a great catch.
Great adjustment right there at the end.
And that's what got the Eagles on the board. But, you know, there's been some missed opportunities out there. You know, I'm not knocking our quarterback at all. Not at all. But the fact of the matter is, you know, he's a freshman. Now he's seen a half of it. And he should be feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, he should be feeling pretty good. Yeah, he's got hit a couple times, but he's done a good job. He's fine. If he can just tone it down a little bit, because he's missing some open receivers.
Yeah, and it's just kind of, you know, you got to look that off. You know, he's really kind of got tunnel vision there on I think it's just two throws.
Yeah.
That you know, both into double coverage.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's growing up. You know, he's grown up the last 6 weeks right here in front of us.
Well,
went from never starting, never even playing in a varsity game.
Yeah, he went
to starting in week six.
Yeah.
Five or six, whatever it was.
Yeah, he went from junior high football to, some JV games to varsity.
Yeah.
And, Graham is doing a fantastic job. And,
he made a couple really good reads there.
Mm-hmm.
The touchdown pass down, it was a great ball. I mean, it was on target. Ball came out great. You know, I mean, it's just those two, just the two that he tried to force. But, you know, I take that first half.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not disappointed in anything. I mean, this is a really, really good football game. You've got Lamar, 78 yards on the ground, 18 through the air, 96 total yards. On the Liberty side, they're 11 on the ground, 66 through the air, 77 total yards. Both defenses are playing well. Both offenses are making drives.
Mm-hmm.
They just can't finish. That's a testament to both defenses. We knew coming into this that the level of competition that Lamar has seen this year is head and shoulders above what Liberty's seen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we saw the Mountain Grove, we saw Thayer. Both of those teams are getting beat right now by teams that Lamar has beat this year.
Yeah.
So, that being said, Liberty comes out, we're going to get the ball in the second half.
Yep.
So, you know, if we can kind of make some adjustments here, you know, let your quarterback keep making reads, keep running the football.
Run the football.
You got to run the football. The one drive that Liberty stalled in the first half, Jaron Rutledge never touched the ball.
Well, and, you know, the counters, Liberty has had some success with little, misdirection counters to Parker and also to Roberts in the Houston game, Houston game, and then in the Forsyth game. And they look great. But Lamar has taken that away.
Yep.
So,
They've got good size up front and on that defensive line. And, I mean, Liberty's offensive line has their hands full.
But just running the football, simple, you know, between the tackles, maybe pull a guard or something, you know, create something to give a little bit of advantage. The problem, Liberty's tried to do a little guard pulling. Lamar's D-line, they're so quick that
they're beating them.
Yeah.
And by the time, you know, that's your assignment. If you're head up over a guard that pulls, you go with it.
Yes.
because that guard's going to lead you right to the play.
Yeah. Well, we've got a good one. 7-6 is where we're at. We'll come back with the second half. And, again, you know, Tyler, last report, area teams, SEA teams still playing.
Tipton was up 8-0 over Thayer, and that was early in the second quarter. And then Seneca was leading Mountain Grove 33-7.
And then last night, Dylan, West Plains lost to Hannibal at Hannibal. What was that final score? I know West Plains scored 12, but Hannibal was like 41, 42?
41-12, I believe.
41-12.
So, you know, but, you know, a great job. I mean, you know, within a 50-mile radius, you got a Class 1 team in the quarterfinals, a Class 2 team in the quarterfinals, a Class 3 team in the quarterfinals, and a Class 4 in the quarterfinals. I mean, that's
pretty salty for Southern Missouri football.
Absolutely. So here we are, 7-6 at the half. Lamar with the lead by 1. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the second half. It's Eagle football on the Fox 96.9.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
Park City. Now's the time to replace your worn out brakes and save at Park City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy 2 Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Park City Auto Parts. Offer in store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
City. The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper.
What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
To know weather now on today's hit music 96.9 The Fox.
Dylan Groves here in the studio with you on this cloudy Saturday afternoon. Here at the studios in West Plains, it's currently 57 degrees, and we'll reach a high at least today of 56, so we've topped out a little bit. Tonight, 39 is the overnight low with some decreasing clouds. It's going to stay cloudy, but tomorrow, sunny and 64. 42 on Sunday night, we'll see those increasing clouds again. A chance of showers on Monday in 56, 47 Monday night. Showers then mostly cloudy. Sunshine will come back on Tuesday with a high of 63. 32 and partly cloudy Tuesday night, and then it's going to get a little bit colder as we approach Thanksgiving, which is only in just a few days. Hard to believe. Anyway, we got a great and exciting second half on the way. As far as score updates, 33-7 as Seneca leads Mountain Grove right now. 8-0 in the current update we have as Tipton leads the Thayer Bobcats. And I fed this update to Gary and Tyler before we went to that last break, but Blair Oaks currently leads Summit Christian Academy 35-0. This is in the second quarter. And this game will determine who Liberty will play next week if we get the win this week. If, of course, Lamar gets a win, then Lamar will play either of these teams. But currently, right now, it's looking at like Blair Oaks as they lead Summit Christian Academy 35-0. As I said, we have an exciting second half of football on the way. It's state quarterfinal football here on the Fox 96.9.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Have you checked out our websites lately at TaylorGrubaughChevy.com or GrubaughChevy.com? That's right. Two different dealerships, two different websites, one low price every day. With nearly 500 vehicles to choose from, visit TaylorGrubaughChevy.com for West Plains and GrubaughChevy.com for Waynesville. For Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC vehicles, get the best price at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships. Together, let's drive.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613. To trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Second half of Class 2 quarterfinal football. 7-6 is where we're at. Lamar by 1. Liberty will get the football to start the second half. Again, good crew out here. You know, good group of spectators. See a lot of folks. Got some folks as well. Just parked all around. And then you folks out there listening, we greatly appreciate that. So, adjustments. Coach Darren Acklin is nearby, and his, you know, what a run the Mountain Home Bombers had. They fell last Friday night, I believe they lost. I don't know. I think Salem, Arkansas, they're playing today, I think. But again, a one-point ball game here after one half of play. 7-6. Both teams scored in the second. Lamar scored early in the second, and Liberty scored right at the tail end. Went for two, didn't cash in.
Both teams, really good ball control, you know, long drives.
Well,
both, you know, on both sides in that first half.
Lamar, they got into that wishbone, the triple option, and they had some success. Liberty just kind of was doing what they were doing. Now, you and I were talking. You've got a freshman quarterback, and Lamar is not one bit concerned right now with him being a threat to run the football. There's no spy on him.
Yeah.
So that's, I would look for Liberty. I know he's a freshman, but he's a healthy lad. I think I would look for some designed quarterback carries just to give Lamar defensively something to think about when they're keying on, Jaren Rutledge. They're going to key on him. They're not keying on Graham Toon. So there's an opportunity there. And then just, you know, settling down and hitting those open targets downfield that's open, looking off when you see the double, triple coverage, knowing where that dump is, where that outlet is, or run it.
Just take it, you know, tuck it and get three or four, and then go again.
All right, set for the kickoff. Parker Toon. Back to receive. The up backs will be Roberts and Melby. And then you've got Jaren Rutledge on the third row with Wyatt Cox. I believe is that Morris, Sawyer Morris right there in the middle at about the 39.
Yep. Yeah, so you got the Liberty's hands team second. First, second, and third levels there.
All right, here we go. About to get the second half underway. Lamar to boot it. Got to be aware of onside, Pooch, you know, Squibb.
Yeah, the whole season comes down to this half.
And the kick. It's going to be an angling kick. Oh, that could be picked up, and it is. It's picked up at the 26 by Melby. Melby gets to the sideline, stays in, forced out of bounds at the 47-yard line.
Made a little something out of nothing there.
Jasper Melby.
Liberty takes over at their own 48.
Midfield.
It's a really good field position to start this second half.
Adjustments. What adjustments have both teams made? For sure. Former Lamar player that played right here on this football field. Fantastic football player. I think ended up playing at Evangel or, no, he played at SMS, Missouri State. Shotgun motion. Toon drops back, looks downfield, zips it to Melby. Melby finds a hole, breaks the tackle, and gets it across the 35 to the 34-yard line.
40.
Ansley makes the tackle for Lamar.
Pick up about 7.
Okay, they're going to spot it at the 45, so it'll bring up 2nd and 3. Just underway here in the third. Well, keep feeding Melby. Force Lamar to give help over the top. That's going to open up a Morris and a Parker tune. And they're going to feed it to Rutledge. Rutledge right up the middle, and he dives forward. He should have enough for a first down.
He's going to be right at the stick.
And that is fine. You know, we were going to be just shy. I'd give it to him again.
Absolutely.
I would give it to him again. You know, a running back really gets going. You got to feed him.
Yeah.
Get him involved early. Get him in a rhythm. And that's one thing that could be a huge factor in today's game. Can Liberty get their running game going? Are they going to feed the running game? Liberty's going to go empty. Rutledge comes in motion, and there's offside.
Yeah.
Hard count. That gets them.
Good job. The hard count. And we'll put a check mark by Graham Toon right there. Good job, Graham. Good job, O-line, not biting.
Yep.
So a new set of downs, and that's going to spot the football at the Lamar 38. 10:23 to go in the third, 7-6 Lamar. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Channing with the video, Ricky Smith. Eagles will go empty. Motion left to right. Two now cuts back. Parker drops back. Looking downfield. Uh-oh, there's Melby. He's got another chance. Oh, he catches it! Touchdown! Liberty! Touchdown! Jasper Melby!
38 yards.
Had to make an adjustment on the throw. And Graham puts it in there on him. And Jasper, one-on-one, Reeves with the cover for Lamar. The second time he's been burnt by Jasper Melby, and the Liberty Eagles go up 12-7.
Second touchdown reception by Jasper Melby. That one goes for 38 yards.
That is Liberty offensively finding the single coverage, the man-on-man coverage. Liberty going for two. Trips to the left, back to pass, looks, and incomplete. I was kind of zipping that into traffic, intended for Parker Toon. So it's a five-point lead for Liberty, 12-7, 9:59 to go in the third. We'll come back with the kick. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Faction.
We got 12 players on the field. There's a return on the far side. Tripped up, brought down at the 24.
No flags.
First and 10, and Liberty got away with 12 players on the field. Number 11 for Liberty.
Carter Ellett coming in off the sideline. Somebody yelling that, you know, we're down, man. We get to counting. It's like,
there's 12.
When he came on there, it made 12.
So first and 10, Lamar, the ball is spotted at their own 34 on the far side. Shotgun, double wing, receivers on each side. They hand it off to number 6, Williams. Looks to get to the edge, and he's wrapped up. He will pick up 3, possibly 4 yards. But over on that left side, Parker Toon, Kyle Roberts, Bouchon, and Jaron Rutledge. So he's going to pick up 4 yards, Williams will, on that carry. Second and 6, 9:22 to go in the third. Powell works out the shotgun, double wing, one receiver, motion, comes from the right, fakes the handoff. Powell's going to take it off the gap, and he'll be tackled at the 40. And it brings up 3rd and 4. Ball on the far hash of Lamar's 40-yard line. Liberty defense.
Big third down play here.
It's be big. Double wing shotgun.
Motion from the right. Face the handoff. Get it to Williams on the inside. And a stop. Loose football, but Lamar gathers it back up. And it will bring up fourth down. Boy, they forward progress. Man, they give them a bunch.
Yes, they did. It's going to be about fourth and one.
Fourth and one. Ball will be spotted at the Lamar 43. They need to get it across the 44. So it's a solid yard. And Lamar is going to go for it. Watch the hard count. They're in the wishbone.
Here comes the veer. Here it comes.
Yep, there's the veer. Number six gets it. Blake Stu gets the first down, moving the pile at fourth down at midfield. Drive stays alive as Lamar Williams, number six, gets it out to the Lamar 49. Philadelphia has the tush push. Lamar's got the wishbone.
Yep.
7:40 remain in the third. First and 10, Lamar. Ball is at midfield at their own 49. They'll stay in the wishbone. Powell will work under center. Now they'll go motion. And they'll hand it off to Williams again.
Tackles.
And he's brought down at the Liberty 45. Hey, well, you know, I was telling you we had lunch prior to the game. I told you, number six, he could be a problem. Gain of five on the play. Ball spotted at the Liberty 46. Lamar needs to get it to the 41 of Liberty. Liberty defense needs a takeaway. Wishbone. And they'll toss it to number six again. And he's going to be brought down right at the first down marker. Williams again with the carry. Bouchon in on the carry. Or on the tackle. He got carried a little bit by Williams.
They're going to measure.
Going to be really close. 6:20 on the clock. We'll take a 30-second timeout while they measure. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey, Chevy, and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Welcome back. 6:20 to go in the third. 12-7 Liberty. And it came up short by a football. So it's third and short for the Lamar Tigers. Look for Lamar to get back into that wishbone on short yardage. That's kind of been their bread and butter. But they're going to work out of the eye. Number six, Williams. Nope, they're not going to give it. They get it to 22.
Oh, they
and
stopped
he
him.
Does not get
they
it.
They got it.
Brings up fourth down.
And short.
Fourth and short.
D line got a good push. Good push right there.
So fourth and short for Lamar. Big, big play here for the Liberty defense. And they'll come out in the wishbone. Lamar. Now they'll get into the eye. Number six gets it. He's met right at the line. Forward progress.
They're going to give him.
Yeah, but it was a hard fought. But that will be enough for a first down. First and 10, 5:38 on the clock here in the third. Ball is just shy of the Liberty 40. I'm talking just by the half a football on the far side. Lamar has a new set of downs. They're going to come back out in the wishbone. Powell will set up under center. Now they'll shift to an offset eye. Powell with the keeper, and he is gobbled up. Reed Toon, and again, getting through Paxton Hunter. No gain, second and 10. Ball is, the tackle was made behind the line of scrimmage, but it's just half a football. 4:40 to go in the third, second and 10 for Lamar. Showing wishbone. Switch it up. Back to pass. Looking downfield. Short pass. It's caught. And a nice play by Parker Toon. Coming up, making it on 22 more. And that's going to bring up third and 7. Gain of 4 on the play. Ball will be spotted on the far hash at the Liberty 37. 4:05 to go in the third. 12-7 Liberty. Lamar with the ball.
Liberty still in that 5 front.
Yep, double wing. Shotgun. Oh, there was a false start. That's bad. Snap! Get it! Loose it! Oh, Liberty might have it! They think they do! They're celebrating! Waiting for the officials to give the key.
We got it.
And it's going to be football. First and 10.
At the 50.
At midfield.
Big turnover.
That gets the crowd fired up. First and 10, Eagles. Turnover.
That's the first turnover of the game.
First.
For either side.
At the 3:47 mark. So the Eagles have it at midfield. They lead 12-7. Eagles going to go empty. Rutledge will probably come in motion from left to right. Nope. They're going to take it. Drop straight, drop back. Looking downfield, pressure. Zips it. Caught. Ooh. Coming flying in to make a big hit on Sawyer Morris on the far side. That's a tough way to gain a yard, ain't it?
That was Rutledge.
Oh, was it Rutledge with the catch?
Yep.
Somebody, a Lamar Tiger, come flying in there to make a big hit. I would not give up on the run.
No.
I would pound it. I would show it. It's there. Momentum, energy, fierceness. Empty again. Second and 10. Back to pass. Graham looks to the middle of the field. Slants caught by Melby at the Lamar 45. And that's going to bring up third and 5.
Third down and 5.
We've seen that available the first half. Where now, they're going single coverage on Jasper Melby. Number 10, Reeves is who's...
Well, they've switched because they had the single coverage on Morris early.
Yes.
And then they put him over the top help and singled Melby, and Melby's been the go-to guy here.
Third and 5, back to pass. Again, looking for Melby. He's got it. And that's a first down, first and 10 at the Lamar 35.
Pick up about 9.
And right now, Reeves is getting chewed up by Melby, starting to cheat over to give help is 21. Ansley, that's your free safety. Now here possibly, a good place for a draw right here, or possibly pump fake to Melby, create something on the opposite side. Roberts, this is where Roberts could have a big play. Lamar's not going to forget about Parker Toon nor Sawyer Morris in the backfield now. Rutledge going to get the handoff. Looks to get outside. He's got some yards. He's going to fall forward near the 30, marked out at the 31. Good run.
Yeah, I mean, that's a solid 4-yard pickup.
Well, and again, running right at the side that Melby's been picking on. But now they flop. They've got number 10 on the opposite side coming to this side. Ansley now, number 21, is going to pick up Melby. So who's going to have Reeves? Is it going to be Sawyer Morris? And,
Sawyer.
Can Liberty pick that out? Pump fake. It's going to be a cornerback keeper by Graham. Graham gets it to the 30. I like that.
I like it. Picks up of about two.
That was, you know, if you sell it just a little bit more. You know, just as a quarterback, just sell that just a split second more, and that could open up a little bit more as far as running room. Third and five. Eagles go empty. Trips to the left with Rutledge now coming in motion into the backfield. And they're going to flip it over to Parker. Parker's going to get the
first down.
Get there. And takes it inside the 20.
Pick up about 12 there for Toon.
12-yard gain. First and 10, Liberty. Clock at 1:15. Eagles with a new set of downs to work with.
Just keep marching. About a minute left here in the third.
Eagles come out of the huddle. And now number 20, Nolte, is picking up Melby.
The
Eagles
side.
Inside handoff to Roberts. Roberts breaks a couple tackles, and he's going to be brought down at the 15. Gain of three, second and seven. Ball is on the far hash towards Lamar's sideline. Liberty again for the second week. Their sideline is right below the stands.
Yeah, we kind of had some misconfusion on the Forsyth game, but, you know, Coach Ackland even said the players want to be over here.
Yeah.
So,
all right, Liberty's going to have to snap it one more time. Play clock down to 8, 6. Five. Snap taken, and they get it to Rutledge. Rutledge breaks the tackle. Driving forward!
Attaboy!
To the 9-yard line. And it's going to bring up third and two, and that's the end of the third. We'll take a timeout and come right back. It'll be first or third and two for Liberty at the Lamar 9. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
All right, welcome back. As we head to the fourth, Liberty has it. Third and two from the Lamar 9. Some scoring. Blair Oaks leads Summit Christian 42-0.
Which is who the winner of this game will get. The winner of that game.
If Liberty wins, Blair Oaks will be here Saturday, a week from today, if Liberty wins. Seneca is rolling Mountain Grove. Tipton and Thayer, that's a 16-6 ball game, last report. Third and two for Liberty. Now working towards the south end zone, and the football is at the 10-yard line, where they've got it spotted. Right at the 10.
Liberty got to have some points on the board here.
Oh, Liberty's going empty. I thought they'd have ran it twice. Well, they are going to run it. They get it to Rutledge. Rutledge tries to get outside.
Got a hold. Got a flag coming.
That could be a holding on Liberty, and that would be huge.
It is.
And it is. Big holding penalty.
First and goal to third and 13. Liberty was finished. I don't even know where the spot from the spot. So you're going to be third and 12.
12. Liberty was penalized 25 yards in the first half. Lamar, 10. First penalty called here in the second half. And it's a big one. Now it's third and 12 from the Liberty 20. But here's, you don't need it all right here.
No, you get, don't. If you can get half of it or three quarters of it, you don't need all 12.
Liberty out of the shotgun. Roberts motion left to right. Back to pass. Going to go inside to Morris. Morris breaks one tackle and fights for a couple more. Gets it.
Pick up about three. They're going to give him
they'll have spot him at the 20 or at the 17-yard line. So it's going to bring up fourth and 8. Big play offensively for the Liberty Eagles. This is big right here. Melby and Parker Toon out to the right. Sawyer Morris to the left. Liberty going wildcat. Tosses it. Oh, it's dropped. Looking downfield, there is Rutledge. Oh, he had it. He came up on it. He didn't finish. He had it. It was there and nothing in front of him but the end zone, and he could not pull it in, and the Eagles turn it over on downs. Oh, wide open, and there it was. Oh, man. First and 10, Lamar.
Come on, defense. What a play call. What a play call on fourth down.
First and 10, Lamar Powell out of the shotgun. It gets to 22, 22 in the backfield. Wrapped up, brought down, no gain. Second and 10. Moore couldn't find any running room. Well, they're going to give him a yard. Second and 9. .02 to go in regulation. 12-7 Liberty. Lamar with the football. Two receivers to the left.
A swing
pass the receiver, and not much there. Good coverage by the Liberty Eagles. Parker Toon coming up to make the tackle on Nolting. And it'll bring up third and 4. Lamar will come out with two receivers, one on each side, shotgun double wing, and there's a false start on Lamar. 22 jumped, and that's a 5-yard penalty. That's big.
Big time. Goes from third and 4 to third and 9.
Yeah.
Liberty D got to get a stop right here.
This is a big play for sure. Lamar will break the huddle. They'll send two receivers to the right. Torvik and Nolte. Williams comes over as well. They're going to throw it to him out of the backfield. And he's fouled up! Jaron Rutledge says, you're not going anywhere, young man. And it brings up fourth and 9. Line of scrimmage is Lamar 19-yard line. Well, they gave him a yard.
Gave him 1 yard.
Again, Lamar, this year they have punt fakes like this does not bother them at all. They have done it. They are not afraid at all. And here's the punt. Lamar will punt it away.
Coming out of down the sideline here.
It's going to take a Liberty bounce, and it'll be great field position. First and 10, Liberty at the 50 with 9:13 to go. 7 or 12-7 is your score.
But look, we've been here different times. There were years where this game right here, these two teams right here, and I'll go to my grave, it was the state championship game. There were no two better Class 2 schools in the state of Missouri than these two teams right here. And Lamar has gotten the win every time. Now, I'm not saying that's the case this year, but in years past. Trips to the right, pistol formation, Roberts in motion, right to left. They'll feed it to Rutledge. Rutledge looks to get outside. Great front tackle. Tries to high hurdle another and gets a couple. I know it's not a huge gainer right there, but that, keeping that in Lamar's brain, that we will feed Rutledge, it creates and opens up other opportunities for other players. Second and 8:45 to go. If you could get a score on this drive.
You've got to put some points up on the board.
Liberty's going to go empty. Now Rutledge will come in motion, sets up into the backfield. They're going to throw it to the sideline, caught by Parker. Parker's going to get chased down from behind.
He's going to get
by Parker. Parker Toon gets tackled by Parker.
He's going to pick up about a yard maybe. Now they've got him right at the line of scrimmage.
So third and 8 still for Liberty. 8:07 to go in regulation. 12-7 Liberty. The winner is going to play Blair Oaks. I know that game's still going on, but Summit Christian, they have no chance. It's over. It's going to be Blair Oaks advancing to the semifinals. Again, empty. Motion from the right. Rutledge comes back into the backfield. Three down linemen for Lamar. There's a delay to Rutledge. Rutledge looks to the right side. A little bit of a hesitation. Just go, Jaron. Just go.
You're going to pick up about 2 on that.
And it's going to bring up 4th down. So now, Liberty, here you go. Do you go for it or do you punt it? Your defense has given up 7 points. Do you punt it and try to flip the field and hope that your offense
right now,
your defense can get a stop and then possibly time is a low snap. And nicely able to get it off is Graham, and it's going to roll.
Down! He's inside the 2.
Well, it's going to be at the 10 because Lamar was able to pick it up.
But they had it. He saved it from going out of bounds, but if he just held on to it, it'd have been down inside the 2 there. But
still, I mean,
it's a play by Lamar. That ball.
Well, it was,
getting out of the danger zone there. He brought it out to the 11.
Heads up play by Nolte for Lamar. 1st and 10. Ball is at their own 11-yard line. 12-7 is your score. 6:57 on the clock in the 4th. 2 receivers to the right. There's offside. 5-yard penalty.
It should be.
That's against
the offensive side.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah. So it's just half the distance. So that puts it back to the 6-yard line.
And they got to get out to the 21.
They got to get it to the 20, across the 21, near the 22. All right, motion. Snap taken, quarterback up the middle and dives forward across the 10 to the 11. So he picks up the penalty yards. And it'll bring up 2nd and 10. Lamar comes out of the huddle. Single wing, double tight, quarterback draw up the middle, and he's wrapped up, brought down at the 16-yard line, brings up 3rd and 5. Big defensive play right here. 6:07 and counting. can handle the pressure of a quarterfinal football game, a tight one? What team can handle it? Now looking like under center split. They hand it to Williams. Williams will be brought down shy at the 20. So he's going to be about a yard and a half shy of a first down. 5:31 and counting. Now, Lamar, you can go for it. You can go for it. If you don't
but
get it.
If you don't get it, you're putting
it
Liberty.
It could be.
And they're going for it.
Liberty defense can.
What's a hard count?
Yeah. Fans are getting into it. Shotgun. And they get it to Sagan, and he is not there! First and 10, Liberty!
At their own 20!
At the Lamar 20-yard line! The head drop of the Lamar Tigers! Look at the body language! The body language says it all if you're watching this football game.
Liberty has to put points on the board. Has to put points on the board right here.
You got four downs. You're in four down territory. 5:06 on the clock. In regulation, 12-7 Liberty. Liberty will go split backfield with Cox and Rutledge. And they feed it to Rutledge. Rutledge bounces it outside, throws a stiff arm, dives to the 10. Near the first down marker, it'll be just shy.
Got him about at the 11.
They're going to say out of bounds at the 11. Between the 11 and 12. .437 and counting. Eagles will send Melby out wide to the right. Parker Toon inside receiver on the right. Roberts to the left. And again, they hand it to Rutledge. Rutledge breaks one tackle, spins to another. He'll get the first down. First and goal, Liberty. Now, see, here's the situation where if you had a field goal kicker, okay,
We got four shots.
Hey, it's Lamar and Liberty. It's going to go down.
It's
going to be
right to the end.
4 minutes and counting. Eagles first and goal.
But if Liberty can put two scores between us.
Graham, he's going to hand it to Rutledge. Rutledge takes it inside the 5 to the 4.
Timeout, Liberty.
Liberty with the timeout. Okay. So we shall take a timeout as well. 12-7, 3:40 to go. Liberty has it second and goal from the 5. When we come back, it's Eagle football on 96.9 The Fox.
Current Incorporated is your trusted source for electrical work in the area. Current Incorporated has the people and the equipment to handle any job, large or small, residential or commercial, new construction or electrical system upgrades. Current has you covered. It is just one of many services offered by Current Incorporated. So when you need electrical work done, you know what to do.
All right, here we are, second and goal from the 5 for Liberty.
Liberty's up 12-7 with 3:40 left. If Liberty can score,
it's over.
It puts it away.
Well, I'm not going to say that.
But it puts two scores between us.
Pistol for Liberty. Snap, they get it to Rutledge. Rutledge is met, but he's going to try and move the pile. And Liberty's not getting quite the forward progress.
Got a timeout.
Lamar. Yeah. So that's going to bring up third and goal. You know, here's where Graham could score a touchdown. I just, you know, I mean, it's easy for me. You know, I see Coach Ackland, he's over there parked. It's easy when we're sitting over here and we're, you know.
Okay, they got to reset the clock here. But,
you know, I mean, it's easy to kind of say do this or do that. But the coaches, they know what their bread and butter is.
Yeah.
And it's all, it's right here. It's going to come down. It does not matter what play is called. It's going to matter the execution. You know,
who wants it more right here on this play?
If the play is called and you're a player, you've got to execute your role 100%. Here we go. Third and goal from the Lamar 4 for the Liberty Eagles. Liberty's kind of got a little predictable with this formation. What are they going to do? They're going to run it again. And they toss it to Rutledge. Rutledge tries to get it outside, and
he loses.
Right, yeah, right now, Lamar is kind of...
They're sending the house.
Well,
right,
yeah. It's just that formation. It's, you know, they...
Yeah.
It's, right now, Lamar, they're biting solely on the run. And wisely so, you know, Liberty does not want to take a chance of throwing it away and not having an opportunity, but now they've got fourth and goal, and Liberty lost some yardage. It's back at the Lamar 8-yard line now. So, they'll reset the clock to 3:29. Twelve-7, Liberty, and it's fourth and goal from the Lamar 8-yard line. Big play right here, and Liberty's going to stay with Cox and Rutledge in the black backfield. Split, back to pass, looking for the corner. Oh, he's open if he can get it. Knocked away, incomplete. Liberty turns it over on down. So, Lamar is still alive right here. We've been here before, ladies and gentlemen. Lamar has it at their own 8-yard line. 3:22 to go in regulation. Lamar comes out. They're going to spread it out now. Williams out wide to the near side, number 6. Got to keep an eye on him. Back to pass.
Going
to be a quarterback draw up the middle, and Liberty wraps him up, brings him down at the 11. Clock continues to tick.
They will throw.
They
don't want to.
Spread. 2x2. Back to pass. Powell looks to the right side. Finds number 6, Williams. Steps out of bounds. Clock will stop. And he's right at the first down marker. Number 6 is their go-to guy. I mean, he is
first down.
And he's a matchup problem. You got Eddie Rodriguez picking him up. Eddie is 5'4", 5'5", and Williams, number 6, 6'3". Back to pass. Pump fakes. Quarterback draw. Looking for somewhere to go. He's going to be wrapped up and driven down. But see, forward progress.
It's going to be right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And it should be 2 or 3
yards. Should be a couple yard loss. So, 2nd and 10. Lamar in a hurry up.
2:30 left.
Back to pass. Pump fake. Pump fake again. Caught in the middle of the field. Brought down at the 30. Clock stops. 2:23 to go. 1st and 10, Lamar at the 30-yard line. Lamar receiver at 16 with the catch.
For Powell is a big, strong kid.
Yes, he is. First and 10 for Lamar at their own 30. Back to pass. Now looking left, now looking right. Going deep. Complete. Pass was intended for Eisen, number 3. Out of bounds.
2:07 left. Good coverage by the Liberty secondary.
Well, we've seen this scenario some different times. Once at Lamar. And once right here. I know, I can't help it. Second and 10 for Lamar. Out of the shotgun. 2x2. Powell back to pass. Here comes pressure. Middle of the field. Incomplete. No flag.
So third and 10.
Third and 10.
2:02 left. They were looking for a little inside screen there.
The Liberty faithful, they come to their feet. On third and 10, Lamar will go for it on if they don't get it on fourth down. They have nothing to lose right now. Foul, back to pass. He's got time. Good pocket. Incomplete! Right through the hands of Torbeck. Fourth and 10 now.
1:57 left. This is the ball game right here.
They got to go for it. Nope. Watch a hard count. Watch the screen.
Did they use all three of their timeouts or just
they got one
left? They got one left, right?
One. I think they got one left.
I know they used two on that last Liberty drive.
Fourth and 10 for Lamar. Powell back to pass. Get flushed out. Looks to the middle of the field and finds Williams. Drive stays alive. Caught at the 44-yard line. Number 6 is who's at in the pinch. That's who they're looking for. Quick pass again. Oh! Pitch incomplete. Almost.
Melby almost got to it. 1:45
left. Second and 10. Ball at the Lamar. 44, 12-7, Liberty. Checking out, Cox coming in, Sawyer Morris for Cox. Shotgun, 2x2. Back to pass, Powell, flushed out. Get it, got it, and they got it! Back.
Oh, and the flag comes in late.
Late flag.
I think it's going to be holding on Lamar.
Holding on Lamar.
And the sack, it was a clean. There was no, wasn't a late hit or none of that.
No,
it was a sack. Back at the 35, face mask Liberty. And that was thrown from the judge back, the side judge. Or the back judge. So second and 13, 5 yards.
So right, incidental.
So second and 13 for Lamar. 1:37 to go. 97 seconds. And now the officials are coming. Coach Beshore probably had something to say to the side judge. And now they're going to talk it over and see if there's a correction. No, there is not. It is second and 13. 97 seconds to go. Back to pass, Lamar, good pocket, plenty of time, goes to the sideline, caught by Eisen. Eisen forced out of bounds at the original line of scrimmage, and it'll bring up third and 10. Clock stops with 1:27. Run out of bounds, I got the 37 seconds, trips to the right for Lamar. Powell back to pass. Looks. Finds Williams. Williams brought down in Liberty territory at the 48. Shy of the first down. Brings up fourth down. Fourth and 3. 67 seconds to go. Come on. Come on. Liberty needs a stop right here. Powell. Ball game! Liberty has got the monkey off their back
named Lamar. The Eagles, with 56 seconds, will have the football, and they have a 5-point lead. There's a party in Mountain View tonight.
Here's where you'd like to be able to get under center and not take any.
There he is.
Yeah. Takes the knee. And Lamar, they do not have any timeouts left. And the Eagles will advance to the Class 2 semifinals when they host Blair Oaks 1 week from today. This is the furthest the Liberty Eagles have ever been in the state playoffs. Second knee. That's the ball game. Liberty wins 12-7, defeating the Lamar Tigers at the Nest, and will host Blair Oaks a week from today. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up. Liberty quarterfinal winners in Class 2 on the Fox 96.9.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613. To trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
City. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Part City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Part City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Part City!
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
All right, welcome back. The Liberty Eagles are quarterfinal winners, defeating the Lamar Tigers 12-7. Liberty scored at the end of the second, and then they scored in the third.
First drive of the third.
But the defensive game by both teams, you know, both teams played all year good defense. Liberty just allowing 7 points, giving up one score early in the second. And, but, you know, the big thing, Tyler, is Liberty was penalized 3 times for 35 yards. Lamar was penalized 4 times for 20 yards. That was a huge improvement right there. But, Liberty defensively, what a great game.
I mean, the execution, I mean, it was, perfect defense. I mean, Liberty played everything that they needed to do to win this ball game. They did it.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't, you know, the penalties kind of hurt us in situational stuff, but it didn't kill us. But their game plan coming into this game was executed to perfection.
Yeah.
And it all happened on the defensive side of the ball.
For
the Liberty Eagles.
Yeah. Now, well, let's look at the overall numbers here.
Liberty, or let's start with Lamar. Lamar goes for 114 on the ground, 69 through the air, 183 total. Liberty, on the other side, goes 46 on the ground, 127 through the air for 173 total. Big difference?
Field position.
Field position.
Liberty had.
And Jasper Melby. Jasper Melby
scored the two touchdowns.
He goes for 88 yards on six catches, two touchdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the, you know, the Parkers and...
He's just as dangerous as Sawyer Morris or Parker, too.
Absolutely.
Just as dangerous.
But when you overshadow and they have to pay attention to Parker and Sawyer Morris and Kyle Roberts, Jasper Melby's the perfect weapon for us. Because he can sit over there and just have a day.
Well, yeah, he is so good at single one-on-one. Yeah, I mean, you know, jump ball, that just, he's got the size, he's got the speed, and fantastic. But, you know, hey, before we get out of here, you know what? An evangel, former Liberty Eagle, has gotten some recognition, Mr. Ripko.
Yes, Ripko doing Ripko things. I mean, we got to watch it for 4 years. And now Evangel's getting to watch.
They lost today, 13-12.
Yeah, I was watching Ricky had the live stream going on there. But man,
what a game.
What a game. I mean, Liberty is finally able to slay the beast of the West. You know, it's been heartbreak after heartbreak after heartbreak at this level. And to finally break through and get that win, to be in a position that no other Liberty team's ever been in.
Well, let me put it to the you folks out there listening this way. There are four teams left in Class 2, and Liberty is one of them.
Yep.
Now, Liberty has the toughest draw. This side of the bracket, hands down, the toughest draw. They have Blair Oaks here next. Blair Oaks, private school. They're up around Jeff City, between Jeff City and Columbia. They're loaded. I mean, but again, well, I've been saying it all year. Liberty is loaded with athletes. I mean, you know, another one that stepped up, number six, Paxton Hunter. How big was Paxton Hunter today defensively for Liberty?
Oh my goodness. I mean, he makes the stop, you know, makes the big tackle on the goal line. Granted, they did go ahead and punch it in two plays later.
Lamar couldn't get outside.
He has a couple, you know, hurry ups out of the, you know,
mm-hmm.
to force the quarterback to roll out.
Pressures, yeah.
Pressures. He gets a sack. He's just all over the defensive side of the ball. And you go back to the Bashong. He has two balls batted down.
Knocked down.
You know, and both of those are on third and longs. So it's just. I mean, it was just a total complete, the most complete game we've seen the Liberty defense all year.
Yeah, for sure. I don't want to leave.
No.
Yeah. Oh, hey, yeah, party at Bobby Barnes's. it's going to be a big shindig. This was finally. I have been covering the Liberty Eagles for many, many, many years. The coaches for Liberty all played. I mean, it's just been years that we have finally pulled this together, and it's something that I'm so thrilled to be able and have seen, as and others here with me. I mean, this is unbelievable. As Liberty has pulled it off, and we've got it, the Martin brothers, and of course, you know, if I'm in a Liberty parade, I've got T. Henry and daughters with me. Of course, the daughters are much older now, but they were some of the best candy throwers we've ever had. But Liberty gets the win, 12-7, and I mean, and this win is for the boys out there. It's for the Tyler Channings,
the community,
the Ethan
man.
Taylors. It's for the Brock Kinnegies. It's for the Wayne Hudsons. It's for the Tom Hills, the Dan Borgmans, the Dickie Johnsons. It's for you know, the Niall Pipers, the Jay Weavers. It's for all former Liberty Eagles that have, you know, nothing more but wanted to keep a season
alive, and Liberty, for the first time ever, will be playing high school football Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, Final Four.
It's incredible.
Awesome.
It's awesome. Hey, again, Ricky Smith running the camera with the stats and color, Tyler Chowning. I'm Gary Lee, and we will see you next Saturday for semifinal Class 2 high school football on 96.9 The Fox. God bless and good afternoon.
Well, that was something else. And to echo what Gary was saying, pack the house next weekend. Be down there at the Nest as Liberty Eagles host Blair Oaks for the first time ever on Thanksgiving weekend. It's going to be a great matchup. We'll have it here on the Fox. So don't forget to either show up to that or listen here. And we are going to have to cut it short with the locker room today because we have another ball game coming up that I have to produce. But again, Liberty Eagles, you're going to the semifinals. Such a great 12-7 over the Lamar Tigers. We're going to go ahead and sign off for now, and don't forget to join us next week for semifinal action here on the Fox 96.9. Have a great day, everybody.
96.9 The Fox. KUPH.